Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
There is a place where time stands still. Where nature is harsh and demanding. Where only the quick and the strong and the deadly can survive. This place is no place for civilized man.
I want my land.
Took it in the guts, Barry.
Far away from my...
All you've got to do now is pass the Australian culture test. Three simple questions, three correct answers,
you get all this
and
together?
You go through that doorway to the greatest little country in the world.
Good morning, everybody. This is Annie for Showreel, 3CR's look at the Australian film industry. And yes, they were right. We do have a live guest. And it's Nadita Chakraborty, who has made a career at the moment making documentary films that are charting the careers and inspirational lives of people who have made Australia home. And the latest film that you're made is called Shared Table, which is having a phenomenal opening, which is going to be at the Hoyts Melbourne Central on the 2nd of December at 6 p.m. So can you tell my listeners a little bit about the journey to make this film, Nadita?
Thank you so much, Annie, for having me here. First of all, this film is actually produced by called Community Voices, and Neeru Tripathi is the president, who couldn't be here with us, but it was her shared idea about concept about regional heroes. So when she came to me, like, we want to do something for our regional, because last year we did on Piquancy, earlier last year, we did on Melbourne Heroes. But this year, it's a very special film to bring about all the regional heroes whose voice we don't hear often. And it's all about bringing them together, about how we can bring a shared culture, a shared table. And we are different, but we are so similar. And we have very different stories at all. So we went through a nationwide search. And thanks to our collaborators who have come forward, and we have this special story that's coming up soon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We'll get a little taster before we have a chat about the making of the film.
What I say about survival is when you have food in your tummy and a space to live, I think there's survival for me, I believe.
I took her to Afghanistan, but we chose to go the illegal way. At one point when we were in the car, the driver asked me to go in the boot of the car, to hide from the Taliban, because they asked for the documents and stuff, and we had nothing with us.
To kill people, first you need to kill the language. That was what the Burmese was trying, the Burmese military was trying to do. But unfortunately, they were not succeed.
Coming out of those isolation is really important for every family or migrant, not only for their profession. It doesn't matter whatever the profession you have got that profession on the background, but getting together in the community and talking in your background language, Nepalese language, and learn teaching your children with your multicultural sort of values and tradition is so important.
I'm really excited to be here at your shared table. The food looks
looks absolutely incredible, and I can see that a lot of these dishes are very traditional or probably have a more meaningful story behind them. So I can't wait to taste everything.
You're with Annie, and I'm with Nadita Chhatrabarty, who has been she's the writer and director of a film called Shared Table, and that was a little taster. It's going to be screening on the 2nd of December at the Hoyts Melbourne Central at 6 p.m. What I was really struck with when I saw this film was the grandness and the gravitas that you approach the subject with, because you found subjects, you went to Shepparton, you went to Nil, you went to Dimboola, you went to Ararat, you went to all these places where people don't normally associate with people coming from, well, there's people who are immigrants, who have got skilled migrants, but there's people who have come here from a refugee with the refugee challenges, and they've ended up in places like Nil. Now, people might find this really quite extraordinary, and your film takes us on their journey. Tell us about how you chose these candidates for your film.
You know what, Annie, it's a good question you asked me, because I think what's happening around today, you know, that we are... I just wanted to do something very radical, and to shake things up, I had to connect to all our contributors around, especially to Neil, because they are a small community.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah, the Karen community, who just, when they came to Werribee, they just wanted to find something that will remind them of their home. And unfortunately, they have never seen anything like that before.
Well, as someone says, I'd never seen a fridge.
Yes, a fridge, a microwave. And they were so scared they all slept together, huddled together in one room. So for them to go to Nil was very special, because it reminded of their home, you know, and the free land, the free fields where they can grow things. Because in one of the stories, you will see, like... they hadn't had anything to even eat or drink. Like, a mother was very, very confused, because when she was said that, what he called, I hope my child is growing, because all along they had just rice water to drink. So I want to bring this story here, because we'll see that we are so fortunate and we are so privileged living in a world, and we take everything for granted. But these people have come from generation of atrocities, and how they've forgotten that and have built their life, and a wonderful life. And that is what you have to take away, that in despair, in things which is very unnatural, they still found hope and happiness. And I want to share their hope. And that's the beauty of the film.
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, if we go to Tablay's story, because you pick people to tell their story, and they, yes. I would hazard a guess that the community gets someone in particular to tell their story, because yes. We see them all in community, and they see Tablay as a person who has an ability with language, but also is an inspiring leader for them.
Absolutely. Like, at the moment, the Nil, the Karen community, is adding around 10%, contributing to the economy, contributing to the population. And they have just gone with this full force. And Tabla has been given the key, the golden key, where she's connecting all, you know, all new refugees who are coming, whether it's Indian, whether it's Sri
Vietnamese.
Lankan. Vietnamese, anyone, you know, and for that particular community, I think the Vietnamese community has agreed to stay there. There's a beautiful story where Mr. Lee chose to stay because she saw the Karen community being established there. So I think the main thing is, if you do good by one drop of water, then I think there'll be a ripple effect.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And people will come.
But, but there's something else about that particular story, and also the story about the two young chaps in Shepparton.
Yes.
Is the allies, the local allies who are not only we see them as people who have given open-handedly to supporting these people from refugee backgrounds, but they're given back into tenfold in the interaction.
Absolutely.
Wendy, who was a mayor of the Shire.
Hindmar Shire, yes.
Yeah.
She was the ex-deputy mayor.
Yeah.
And the two stories of the boy especially, I'll tell you, like they came to this country without any English, without no knowledge of how to start a school. And now they run the school like back of the hand. Like you will see it like everywhere. They are just doing wonders, and young children looking forward.
Because it's the English
center.
Learning center. And their Australian dad, Laurie, is...
he's quite a larrikin, I think.
Yeah. And that's the thing. These people who are so open-handed are salt-of-the-earth Australians.
Yes.
White Australians, we'll say. Because they understand, they make it quite clear that they understand that Australia... In fact, Wendy actually talks about it. She talks about racism and sexism has no place here.
No. And we can unlearn. That's what she talks about. And it's a good point that you bring up, Annie, because when I was editing this entire transcribing, this on the 31st of August, the biggest rally that went into Melbourne, and I was shocked. I'm living here for the past 25 years. I've never seen things like that before. And when I was doing that, I felt that...
You mean the racist rally?
The racist rally.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. When I was transcribing this, I said, oh my God, this is so important. People need to see this, that why migration is so important and why culture is so important and intercultural, like... there's no room. We are all people, you know, and we are, if humanity doesn't have hope, then who will give hope for us? So I think this is very important. This story is very important. And the boys, what Wendy talks about as well. And I think Reza makes a comment there that I feel alien, you know, going back to his own community. But why do we have to feel that way when we have to come together to grasp the understanding of intercultural living? And I think that's the pivotal point of...
I was also taken by... I mean, you're a very interesting filmmaker because you're quite clearly... it's a feature. It's an hour, 20 minutes. And like I was saying at the beginning of the conversation, there is a certain gravitas to this.
Mm-hmm.
You have quite clear understandings of how you want to show feelings using the visual form. So even when we're in Nil, because I know Nil is a very flat place and it's treeless, except for places like Whipperfell National Park, which is, you actually shoot that beautiful, beautiful landscape with the water and the trees. And obviously the Karen community really like that area.
Yes.
And they go strolling there and they can feel the land. And, I mean, it's a very beautiful place, really. But you go to a whole range of different locations in Victoria. Like you go down to the Latrobe Valley, for example. But one of the most important elements of what you're doing is telling the story from the person's perspective, their perspective, not our perspective, not how we feel about it, who have been here for four generations. Or as Wendy points out, we've all got a migrant story, but unless you're a First Nations person, you are an interloper. But it's really important, this film, because you actually tell the story from their point of view.
Yes. So, first of all, Annie, what I did, we had a hour-length conversation about, we did a lot of Zooms and all. And I was reading their bios. I said, look, they'll be flustered. No one has been on camera before. And I just put, I told my DOP, just put it on. There are some sections of it where you saw Ramzan Reza just talking nonsense, you know, just, they thought they were just talking to themselves. But I just let the camera roll. And they came up with such beautiful stuff saying that this is so difficult to talk about themselves. But in that moment, they basically spoke about how difficult it is to accept and come to a new country, how to build from nothing. You know, they come with nothing, but they build a beautiful place around them, you know, just not about themselves, but also about the people next to them. And there were questions, a lot of questions that I had figured out in a very different way that I had asked. So they would come to the real point of what I was wanting from them. So it was quite quick.
You had a series of questions?
Series of questions.
But did you, and then you started to realise that in order to get the information, you had to, you had the core of the idea, but you had to change the way you said it.
Oh, yes, yes. Like Ramzan Reza's interview, we had to take it twice because I think he was there, but he was still shy. We had to warm up to him. And so I had to ask in a very different way, you know, had to really give him that space. And also we have to be very thankful and grateful to what they've actually asked us to come and be a part of their life.
Because they obviously, when you asked them to do it, they actually had something, they felt a duty. They had something to tell us.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So I had to warm up to them.
Yeah.
And then they thought that the gravity of this documentary is really big, and that gives them the opportunity to come and speak about, like, what, why is this so important, you know, so that others can be also inspired and come forward.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because you actually chart a longer period than just the most recent refugees like the Karen and also the Afghanis and people, and there's a realization that what's happening to the Hazari is not just the location of Afghanistan, there's Pakistan, there's Bangladesh, there's people who are being affected who come from particular groups of people, but they don't, it's not tied to the country. Like the story of the man with his young niece, oh, he had so many deaths in his family.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so heartrending if you started to think about the closeness of people and how strong a person he must be to be able to encompass all those people's passing. But having being responsible then for his a young niece, and she didn't have a passport. Then they, when he was talking in that clip, he was saying that they chose to go to Afghanistan illegally because there actually was no legal way of getting there.
No.
And the reason for why they had to do it was because nobody would accept the young girl because she didn't have a passport, and they had to go back to Afghanistan so that she could get a passport. Now, can you imagine endangering your life and traveling 17 hours in a boot and being frightened of the Taliban because the bureaucracy decided that you couldn't get a passport in the country that you're in.
No, that
is so bizarre.
It is. And it's not 17, 18 hours, Annie. 18 hours. And when he said that to me, I just fell from sky, like, wow.
Wow.
Like, and it's his knees. Like, even the fairest of all wouldn't do that. Like, oh my God, I don't want to take that risk.
And he's a very shy man. He's never done any of this stuff before.
Yeah.
He just did it.
He just did it. And you will see that.
What a brave person.
He's very, very brave. And he has this beautiful smile on his face, you know, that regardless, with such humility, that whatever he's done, he just didn't do it for, he just did it.
Yeah.
You know, I just did it. I had to do it. Who will do it then?
Yeah,
I had to do it. And I was like, wow, that speaks volume of a man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
sort of, but I think it would shock people to understand the depths of these, the things that people have dealt with before they've arrived here. So I just remind people that I'm talking to Nadita Chandrabhuti, who is the writer and filmmaker of a film called Shared Table, and it's going to be shown at Hoyts Melbourne Central on the 2nd of December at 6 p.m. It's a big deal. And part of this, the making of this film, is not just the collecting of the stories and the importance of the stories to the general community, but I know that when you've made the film itself, every person who's part of the crew and the technical people and the music, I have to talk about the music because the music's really important. They're all people from non-English backgrounds who've made Australia home. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone. The filmmakers, the producer, Neeruthi Prati, our DOP, Shanthang.
The cinematographer.
Director of photography, Shanthang. He's also a refugee and from the Burmese community as well, from the Chin community. Then we have Zhang, we call him our beautiful Ray, who has looked after the sound. And then we have the music, Shared Table Theme by Pasquale, who's done it. And then me, written and directed it. And we have our director of photography, our first assistant director, Charlotte, from Australia, from Melbourne. We're all here, all migrant together, and also our gaffer, Cedric Etu, and our cultural safety officer, Anna Tiwari, and our consultant producer, Steph Power. So we have Stephanie Power. And so we have all come together, you know, as one, you know, from all different backgrounds, but all are migrants. So that's the beauty of this film as well.
Yeah, it's the strength of the film. You can see the strength of it because you go out of your way to ensure that we realise that it's a film that's being, it's not just the people in front of the camera, it's the people behind the camera, because you actually have them doing the clapperboard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's all around inclusion. The state government's actually put money into this, right?
Yes, and the state government. So Nehru basically called Community Voices is a non-profit organisation, started in 2023. And its main duty is to bring marginalised communities on the platform, create voices. And Nehru has done a brilliant job by creating this whole concept and bringing this together. And I would say she doesn't talk much, but... full credit to her for thinking about such a concept and giving me this huge responsibility.
Yeah, and hello to her, because she's unwell, but she would have been here if she could have been. Because it's a very important sort of film. And I just think that it's gone one step further than just a film about people's lives and thank you very much for letting us be here and all that sort of stuff. It's much more than that. It's about, I mean, the people about the Karen in Nil. I mean, it's a blast of fresh air, really, for Nil to have this new community.
Yes.
And as Wendy says, we need people.
Yes.
We need people to come to this place. There's more jobs here than there are people to do the jobs, that sort of stuff. People have to understand the country they're in a different way. And so all these people who have come and then made their lives in Latrobe Valley, Shepton, Nil, Dimboola, Ararat place, they're seeing the world in a different light, aren't they?
Yes. And they're all making a difference. Like, we have the Nepalese doctor who's come. He's a first pediatrician from Nepal who is actually would like to live in the countryside.
That's right.
Yeah, and because the reason is because the country has so much to offer and also to give back, you know. And if you're staying there and giving back, that's beauty of that shared community that we all talk about. And then you have, of course, Neil has made a huge difference, huge, huge difference, because most of them is... all from the current backgrounds that people, like Neil has become a spotlight in the map of Victoria at the moment. They all know Neil because of the current community.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. There's a song to Wrote to Neil, but hardly you can hear that because now that it's been taken over by the Neil community. So I think our shared responsibility is creating a modern table, as you will see Kishwar, who's also interviews when they all come together and the bring chef. Their own, the chef, the master chef.
The master chef from Bengali background.
Yeah, so she's half from India, mother's from India and father's from Bangladesh. But that huge, beautiful cuisine that she brings around, and then they all sit in that table and talk about their journeys. So why can't we create that modern table everywhere, you know? So, yeah, that's what it is.
I know, it's really fantastic. It's actually, I'll just repeat that we're coming to the end of the program. You can see Shared Table at Hoyts Melbourne Central, 2nd of December, 6 p.m. And thank you very much for coming in, Nadida.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate. Thanks for having me here. Thank you.
Coming up next is Published or Not.
Start of May, sun turns your sap away. Soft wood.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.